It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, and we're here at the Robert Arnson Gymnasium in Delphus, and our Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Blue Jays. I have the Lady Blue Jays coming in at 3 wins, 9 losses, and so they have 12 games in. I believe that's more than anybody else, any of the other girls' teams in the MAC. And our Indians won our last game at National Trail last week, and we are now 1-8 on the season. So should be an interesting game. Again, it's a later start than it has been. It's varsity only, but it's 7 o'clock start tonight instead of 6. So if you were tuning in earlier, sorry about that. It was on a lot of places that it was a 7 o'clock start, but and we tried to get everybody informed also. But, so anyway, we'll be coming up here in just a couple minutes. And coming up, we have tomorrow night, the Delphus Blue Jays will go down to Forsyth Fieldhouse, and our boys will take them on. They have a freshman averaging over 20 points, the coach's son, Elwer. And Cale Rammel, I think, is averaging like a point or two more than that, both in the 20-point average for the year. So that should be pretty good. It's always a pretty interesting matchup when we play the Blue Jays, no matter if it's at home or here at the Bob Arnson Gymnasium. So that's Friday, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and we'll also have the audio with the NFHS video. Saturday, it's boys at Bodkins. That'll also be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will not be available. Next week, Thursday, there aren't any Monday, Tuesday games. Thursday, girls will host Coldwater, and we'll simulcast WPGW with the NFHS video available. Student Appreciation Night. Student Appreciation Night, and the students get in free, and they got some always have some games and things. Friday, the boys will be at Coldwater. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. NFHS video is going to be available, but I believe they'll have WCSM's audio with that. And then on Saturday, girls that are in Sonia, varsity only at noon, and we'll simulcast WPGW. And then the boys will host Maumee Valley Country Day on Saturday evening. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So they're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a little break here, and we'll be back in a little bit with the beginning of the varsity ball game.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Sorry, welcome back to Robert Arnson Gymnasium here in Dolphus, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Blue Jays. And still looking at the board to get the starters for Dolphus. A little hard to try to talk and catch who they're introducing, but I'll try to do that here for that if they don't put the numbers up on the scoreboard. So, again, Indians are taking on the Blue Jays. Indians 1-8. We're on a roll. We're playing pretty well. Beat National Trail last week down at National Trail, down near St. Paris, and or New Paris, excuse me. And we just seem to play better. So we'll see what happens against the 3-9 Dolphus Lady Blue Jays, and we'll try to see how we can come away here. Looks like everybody's pretty healthy. Looks like all the starters, I don't see anybody except, of course, Kinsey Garkey, who's injured, been out for the season. And I spoke to her last week. She didn't think she was even going to be able to be mobile for softball, unfortunately for her. She's an awesome kid, and just, you wish the best for her. She hustles all the time, and it's just a shame that she isn't getting to play. But things happen that way, and you never know when it's going to happen. So we have looks like it will be Sage Luthold, I believe, jumping for our Indians. And number 21, Brooke Altenberger, jumping for the Blue Jays. Nope, it's number 14, Ava Hershey. Ava Hershey will be jumping for the Blue Jays. Indians get the tip, and it's Carly Niekamp has it over on the left wing. She'll flip it over to Callie. Callie's going to take a three-pointer right away. No good. And rebounded by number 20, Emma Will, for the Lady Blue Jays. They'll bring it down. It'll be, they got ponytails, and I can't read all the numbers. So out at the top of the key, off to the right wing. She'll dribble out to the top of the key. That's 24, Kerner. Kerner drives into the right side, still outside the lane near the baseline, trying to get rid of the ball, and tries to flip it to one of their players in the corner, and Kennedy Mullenkamp knocks it out of bounds under the Blue Jays basket, and so they'll trigger it in here. They get it to Kerner in the right corner. She goes inside, layup missed. Another rebound for Carly Niekamp. She gets over to Maddie. Maddie out to Callie on the left wing. Kennedy. Maddie on the right wing. She puts it up. No good. Rebound by Callie. She gets it out to Kennedy at the top of the key. Maddie Guggenbiller again. Didn't take the shot that time. Over to Callie. She gets it to Maddie out the top of the key. To Kennedy on the right wing. She puts it up. No good. We've had a couple of three-point shots that just didn't go. Those will go, but that rebound now goes down to the Blue Jays. They get it across the line, across center court. Emma Will goes up, shoots a shot from the right side, in and out, and Callie Wendell with another rebound. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the right wing. She's looking to get it inside to Carly, but she can't get there. Maddie has it out at the top of the key. She'll get it over to Callie on the right wing, over to Kennedy on the left wing, to Maddie at the top, back to Kennedy on the left wing. She'll get it over to Callie on the right wing. She dribbles it a couple of times, moving the ball very well. Kennedy dribbles in, takes a five-foot shot, misses, and rebound off to the Indians. Callie ends up with it. Kennedy out at the top. Maddie on the left wing. She'll get it to Kennedy again. And to Kennedy. Up, threw it to Kennedy back out at the top, and Kennedy was moving away, but Callie chases it down just before it goes out of bounds at the scorer's table. Over to Maddie on the left wing. They're guarding us pretty close, and a steal. It looks like number 00 is Carolyn Mueller for the Blue Jays, and they lead 2-0. There's 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Indians have it. Carly has it down on the right end, tries to get it inside to Sage. Tipped away, and the Blue Jays come down, and it is Mueller again. Out to, couldn't see the number, but she misses her shot. And Sage with the rebound. Kennedy brings it down, gets it to Callie. Callie with the three-pointer, looks good. No, just short. And back off, rebound comes out to Emma Will. And she'll go to bring it down court with Callie on her pretty good. And she gets it down into the corner to Kerner. Kerner brings it back out to the top. It'll be Mueller. Back over to Emma Will. Shot up, no good. Maddie with the rebound. Kennedy brings it down. Maddie with a three-pointer. That looks pretty good. No, and it's short. They're getting it right on line, and if they're shooting from the right wing, I'm looking right straight over their shoulder. And those shots are on line, but not in. That goes out of bounds, and so it'll be Ava Hershey taking it out for the Blue Jays, and she'll trigger it into Emma Will when they get everything sorted out with the official says that the band's piano is too close to the court, so he's making them move that. Probably a good idea, but I'm going to guess they've had it there plenty of other times. So ball is inbounds now, and Will brings it down. So she gets it over to Kerner. Kerner's way out past the volleyball line. She'll dribble into the lane, kicks it back out. Shot from out at the three-point line, no good. And it is run down by Mueller, by Melanie Mueller. And she gets it into, looks like Carolyn Mueller. Nope, that was Will. And not sure what the call was. But either way, it's going to be Melanie Mueller triggering it in for the Blue Jays under their own basket. Will goes in. Nice turnaround move. And 2 points, 4-0 halfway through the first quarter. Blue Jays lead our Indians. Kennedy has it. Callie, Kennedy out at the top to Emma Colleague now. Over to Carly at the foul line. Back out to Emma, to Kennedy, to Carly. Colleague at the top of the key. Over to Kennedy. She'll dribble it in. Back out to Carly, and she'll put in a nice two-pointer right just past the foul shot line. So it's 4-2 now, and Blue Jays have it. It'll be to Kent Kerner. And she gets it to, looks like they had traveled to try to get it back in the lane and travel. So Carly will take it out under our basket. Looks like there's going to be a little bit of a press. Callie Wendell has it. She'll get it back to Carly. Carly will dribble a time or two. She'll get it to Callie. Callie's going to try to get it there back over to Carly. And she gets it to Callie finally across the midcourt line. Callie with a runner. No good. Fight for the rebound, and Sage tried to tip it back in, but when she bounced it, it bounced out of bounds. So with just under 3 minutes here in the first quarter. Indians are down 4-2. And it will be Carolyn Mueller bringing the ball down for the Blue Jays. She gets it to Kerner. Kerner gets it over to Mueller, who gets it back to Kerner. Three-pointer for Kerner from the right key. And it is now 7-2, just under 2.5 minutes here. Kennedy has the ball out past the volleyball line to Callie, back to Kennedy, back to Callie. Kennedy on the left wing now. She'll throw it inside to Carly. Up and good. Nice pass. Good play by the Indians. Got it to Kennedy. With her length, she was able to get it over the defenders and to Carly. And a really good play there. The Blue Jays bring it down. Missed the shot. Indians rebound. Kennedy will bring it down. Goes into the lane. Over to Carly again. Misses the shot. And it's rebounded by the Blue Jays. They were fighting each other for it, but they normally they'll call a traveling, but they didn't call that. It's okay. 7-4 now the score. Blue Jays lead. And out to Kerner. She'll shoot a three off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll bring it down. A minute and a half to go here in quarter number one. Kennedy will get it over to Emma Colleague on the left wing. Tries to get it to Sage, and it's tipped away by the Blue Jays. And it'll be number four, Aubrey Fairchild, that I believe just came into the game. And she'll get it over to Kerner. Kerner drives in the lane, back out to Fairchild. Fairchild kicks it over to, looks like she was trying to get to Hershey in the corner, but she traveled. So it'll be Indians ball under the Blue Jays basket. Minute 12 to go here in the first quarter, and it'll be Carly Niekamp going to trigger it in. She has Callie and Kennedy. Kennedy has it. There, a little bit of pressure. Threw it to Callie, but too high, and gets to the Blue Jays. It's down in the right corner. Can't see the number. And it's tipped away by one of our Indians as they tried to get it inside to Fairchild. And it'll be the Blue Jays basketball under their own basket. 1 minute on the first quarter clock. And gets it inside to, looks like, double zero, Carolyn Mueller. She puts up a layup, no good. A little bit of tussle for the rebound. Indians come up with it. Kennedy gets it across center court. She's out at the volleyball line to Carly on the right wing, to Kennedy on the left wing now. And she'll get it to Callie out past the volleyball line, down to Carly on the right wing again. And she's going to go in, dribble in, a little 10-foot shot, and good. And it's 7-5, 7-6 now, and just under 30 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Indians down one, and the Blue Jays have it. They're probably going to go for the last shot. It's about 20 seconds left. And it'll be Will out there dribbling out past the volleyball line. They're just kind of going to wait till about 7 or 8 seconds, 11 now. And it'll go to double zero Carolyn Mueller, and they're going to call the first foul of the game, and it looks like that's going to be on Carly Niekamp. So she has one foul. That's all the fouls there is for either team this quarter. And there may have been a couple of brush things, but this hasn't been an extremely physical game like they are a lot of times. So there is 5.4 seconds, and their Blue Jays are triggering it in to Will. Partially blocked. Indians have the rebound. And Kennedy Niekamp thought she was going to try a shot, but she was way on the other side of the volleyball or the center court, and just couldn't get a shot even started. So we'll be back in just a minute right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Yes, go Indians. Indians are down one at the end of the first quarter, 7-6. And Callie Wendell, Indians get it to start quarter number two. Callie Wendell is going to trigger it in for the Indians. Gets it to Kennedy. She's going to dribble it across the center court. To Carly on the right wing. Callie. Kennedy on the left wing. She'll dribble down to the corner and tries to get it inside to Carly, and they tip it away. And it will be Will bringing the Emma Will bringing the ball up for the Blue Jays, and kind of knocked away, and they recover it, and she'll get it to Kerner. She'll dribble almost into the lane, back out to Madeline Mueller, and then back out to, looks like, Altenberger, and she'll get it to Kerner. Kerner grooves up with a little hook shot sort of up into the basket and in. It'll be 9-6 now, Blue Jays. And Kennedy has the ball here. Maddie has it out on the right wing. And it's knocked away by Altenberger. She'll go up and just about rolled out of the basket, but goes in. And it's now 11-6 after four quick points in the first minute here of the second quarter. And Kennedy will have it over to Callie. To Maddie at the top of the key. Kennedy on the right. Down to Carly. She'll put it up. No good. Rebound. Callie fought for. Tipped away. And it's going to be, I'm going to say, a jump ball, I would assume. Haven't seen him say anything yet, but I'm pretty sure still didn't see him do the jump ball signal, but that appears to be what it is. Indians had the ball to start the quarter, so it'll be the Blue Jays ball on this jump ball here on the alternate possession. So they'll be bringing it across. That's Emma Will. She makes a nice move, goes into the lane, up and in. And in the first minute and a half, the Blue Jays have scored six and now take a 13-6 lead. We were down 7-6 at the beginning of the quarter, and a minute and a half later, we're down by seven, 13-6. Callie on the left wing. She'll get to to Emma. Kennedy on the right wing, down to Carly in the corner. She's trying to get it out and gets it to Emma, to Callie, back to Emma at the top of the key. She'll get to Callie on the left. Callie's open, puts up the three, in and out. That was a nice shot. Just didn't go in. That would have been a really good one. Under 6 minutes now in the game. And the Blue Jays, they're going to call a blocking foul on Carly, and she did not move. The girl went right into her. But they're going to count the basket. It's 15-6 now. And that'll be number 14, I believe, Ava Hershey at the line. Again, there's ponytails, so I can't see their numbers very well. I think it's 24 instead of 14 at the line. That would be Abby Kerner. Yep, that's Abby Kerner. And she'll have one. That's up and straight through. 16-6. And looks like we're having a sub. Not sure who he subbed there. He took Carly out. I guess Maddie wasn't in. She's in now. So Emma Collegue will bring the ball down for the Indians. To Callie, to Kennedy, out past the volleyball line. To Callie, to Kennedy again, over on the right to Maddie. Maddie's looking to go inside, can't get it. Carly. Callie then into Kennedy, a little 10-foot jumper, and that goes in, and took us almost 2 minutes to score, but it's 16-8 now, and Emma will bring the ball up, out to Kerner, a three-pointer, and that one is straight through. It's now 19-8. So Indians have been outscored 12-2 here in the first 3 minutes of this second quarter. The Blue Jays have had things really going on for them. Kennedy will dribble into the lane and then kick it back out to Guggenbiller, and Her shot is no good. Scrum for the rebound under the basket. I'm guessing they're going to call that a jump ball, which would put it our possession, I believe. Yes. So it'll be our possession under our basket. We're down 19-8, 4 minutes, 47 seconds left here. And Maddie, then out to Kennedy. She'll put it up. That one should have gone in, didn't. Rebound Sage, no good. Maddie with the rebound. That goes up and in, 19-10. Now Indians down, and Blue Jays have it. They'll get it over to Fairchild, and she gets it into Kerner, and she gets it back over to Fairchild. And I believe they're calling a jump ball again, and that would make it the Blue Jays ball, and they don't seem to have anybody wanting to take it out. There we go. Looks like Ava Hershey will trigger it in and gets it to Altenberger. Altenberger to Carolyn Mueller, and she'll put it up. Fouled, and foul on Maddie Guggenbiller. That'll be her first, team second. No team fouls on the Blue Jays, and that's probably correct. There's been a little bit of contact, but this is that there's only three fouls total, and they're all on the Indians. But it isn't a rough game at all. First one goes up and in, and it's 20-10. And that's Carolyn Mueller. She'll dribble up and off the rim. And Kennedy with a nice rebound, and she'll bring it up, as she usually does. She'll get it over to Maddie on the right wing. To Kennedy out at the top. Maddie on the right. Down to Emma Kollig on the right down in the corner, and up and in for 2 points, 20-12. And Indians are putting a little bit of points on the board now. That's Kerner, and misses it. Rebound to Sage Leuthold, and she was fouled. Looks like that was on Fairchild. That'll be their first foul. But they haven't put it on the board, so I may have something screwed up there, but I think that's what they called. So Indians are going to call a timeout. We're going to take a little timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget too. And if you have a claim, we'll be here for you too. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Sorry, back here at Robert Arntzen Gymnasium, and Indians down 20-12 here with just under 4 minutes left to play in the first half. And I'm not exactly sure. Indians called a timeout. I think they called a foul on Delphus, but they have not put that on the board yet. They don't have the individual stats up today, but it still shows zero fouls for Delphus, but the result of whatever happened is going to be the Indians ball under the Delphus basket, and we'll be heading to the other end of the court. So it'll be Maddie Guggenbiller going to trigger it in. Very, very slight pressure by the Blue Jays. Indians taking their time getting it up court, but they're probably at about 6 seconds here. They need to get the ball across center court, and it's tipped away, and it'll be Carolyn Mueller. She kicks it out to Brooke Altenberger. She shoots a shot. No good. And it ends up bouncing out of bounds. So the Indians will try it again here. That little bit of pressure, they ended up with a steal out of that. They're not anywhere near Kennedy, but there's two girls. There's three girls on the defensive side of the center court. And we don't have it across center court yet. Finally get it across center court. Probably those last two times, 8 seconds is what I was thinking it took us to get there. So we get it over to Sage Leuthold. She'll put one up, no good. Callie with another nice rebound underneath. probably the shortest girl on the court, and I think she has three or four rebounds already because she knows where to go to get that. Over to Maddie Guggenbiller. She put up a three, no good. Callie almost gets another rebound and loses it out of bounds. She is everywhere where that ball is. Very, very aggressive for Callie. She's just always there. So it's now under 3 minutes. Indians still down 20-12, and it will be the Blue Jays ball. They'll bring it up, and Will will have it after the tossed in from Hershey. So Will dribbles around to the left side. She's guarded by Eva Kollig. She dribbles down into the corner. Can't get the trap. Back out to Hershey. Out to the top with Kerner. And it's stolen by the Indians. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it down. Tries to go inside. Can't get there. Callie on the right wing. Back out to Kennedy. At the top, out past the volleyball line. Callie goes down to Sage. Tries to get into... to Eva, back out to Maddie on the left wing, and over to Kennedy. Callie with a three-pointer, no good. Maddie with the rebound, two-pointer up, no good. And Maddie again with the rebound after a lot of bouncing around. Kennedy on the left wing, thought about a three, probably should have taken it. Back out to Callie. Maddie out near the top of the key. Kennedy will dribble down into the corner, over to Sage, and looked like she got bumped by Will. Yep. Foul on Will. Yep, okay. They did finally put a foul up for that other that happened that I never did put it up on the board, but now this is their second foul. Indians have three for the half, and that's probably the correct thing. A lot of times there's way too many fouls or not nearly enough fouls called. Kennedy with a little jump shot from about 8 or 10 feet, and that goes up and in, and it's 20-14. Indians have held the Blue Jays scoreless for several minutes here, and they bring another shot up. Will puts one up, a little floater, no good. Kennedy will bring it up. She'll go a little 8-foot shot and jumped again, just about the same spot she was at 20 seconds ago. And it's now 20-16, down to a 4-point deficit for our Indians. And it'll go to Kerner. She'll go up with a shot and no good, but she was fouled. And looks like the foul is on Sage Leuthold. Team's fourth. I think that's her first. I believe we have four girls with one foul each. And that'll put Kerner on the line. Kerner's shot up and good. 21-16, so 5-point lead. I believe that's their first point in about 3 or 4 minutes. They scored, I think, 10 points in the first 2 minutes and haven't scored much since then. Second one goes up, bounces around off the rim. Sage with the rebound. Callie brings it across center court. She'll get it to Maddie out past the volleyball line. Gets it to Kennedy. She'll drive in, kicks it back out to Sage. Sage to Callie. Callie to Maddie. Sage back out to Callie, down to Kennedy. She'll go into the corner, back out to Callie. She gets set for a three, and that is no good. She's missed several of those that are just, she had it all set up. But she tips it out of bounds as Will was trying to bring it up court. So it'll be 37.6 seconds here in the first half, and it will be Carolyn Mueller triggering it in for the Lady Blue Jays. Gets it to Emma Will. She brings it back across center court. Way out there. Kicks it over to Kerner. Kerner back to Will. Down to 24 seconds. And down in the corner and takes a three-point shot. I think that was Carolyn Mueller. When it seemed like they were going to take, and they probably did want to take the last shot, and puts up a three with about 20 seconds left. And Kennedy brings the ball up, and they call a player control foul on her. So it'll be Dolphus ball again, 10 seconds, and Will bring it up. Gets it across. She goes into the lane, puts one up, no good. Rebound, Callie. And we need to get the ball up. Nope. And So we've finished a half. It is 24 for the Duffus Lady Blue Jays and 16 for our Lady Indians. We'll be back in just a little bit.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Recovery, how's it going? It's Zach Champ here representing Wayne IGA. It's great to be back in the store as the new store manager under the new owner, Adriana Stein. Folks, big things are happening, and your guys' responses to the store has been fantastic. Right now, we have a steak sale going on through this Saturday, January 7th. Our steaks are cut fresh. Folks, we cut them fresh daily. We wrap them, and they are put in our grab-and-go so you can pick up at your convenience. Ribeyes on sale for $7.99 a pound. T-bone steaks and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. Folks, you can't go anywhere in the surrounding areas and get deals like that. We want you to come in. I'll custom cut if I'm in the shop. You just come in and tell me what you'd like. Folks, this is a great time to stock up for grilling season, or even if you just want a steak for the weekend. So while you're in there getting your groceries, picking up some hot deli items, grabbing some grab-and-go custom meat and cheese trays, make sure you stop in and check out that steak selection, folks. Ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bone steaks, custom cut in the grab-and-go, ready for pickup. We appreciate your business, folks. Stop in and see us at Wayne IGA.
Welcome back to the Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where our Lady Indians are trailing 24-16 to the Lady Blue Jays. And it was 7-6 after the first quarter. Duffus came out and scored 8 or 10 quick points in the first minute and a half, 2 minutes. Then the Indians came back with, I believe, 10 unanswered points. Then Blue Jays then came up with a couple more baskets to end it up. So it's now 24-16, and the Lady Blue Jays are in the lead here. I don't have any individual stats. They didn't put the individual players' things up on the scoreboard as far as points and rebounds, and I'm not smart enough to do that and watch the game, so we're just going to have to say that the Indians are doing pretty decent in spots, but a couple little lapses have allowed the Blue Jays to get some points. Not the first half was very clean. I think we had four ladies with one foul each, and I think the Lady Blue Jays had four girls with one foul each. So Nobody's in foul trouble. There might be somebody with two, but the game's been pretty clean. It hasn't been rough by any stretch. Now, tomorrow night, as far as what's coming up for our Indians teams, the boys are going to host Delta St. John's in Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter, and we'll also have that audio with the NFHS video if you can't get to the game. But you want to get to the game if you can, because it has been a lot of fun. If you didn't get down to Arcanum on Tuesday to watch that crazy game, you can listen to it in the archives, but you're not going to really know what's going on, because we didn't know what's going on. There's so many bizarre calls, and you might have been listening to the Tiger, and I'm going to guess they couldn't tell you everything that was going on because it didn't make sense. But anyway, Indians come out with an overtime victory down there, so they are fun to watch. We're 8 wins, 1 loss, and playing well. 2 wins, no losses in the MAC. That's tomorrow night, Delta St. John. Then Saturday, the boys will go to Botkins. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with, I believe, Brian Patch and Harold Feely. The NFHS video won't be available there. There may be another video of some sort, but I do not know what that is that Botkins might have. Next week, no games early in the week. Thursday, the girls will host Coldwater, and we'll simulcast WPGW, and that'll also be on the NFHS video, and it'll be student appreciation night, students getting in free. Friday, the boys will go to Coldwater. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available probably with WCSM's audio. Then Saturday, doubleheader, girls at Ansonia, varsity only at noon, and we'll simulcast WPGW there. And then that evening, the boys will host Maumee Valley Country Day, a team I know nothing about. Not sure where Maumee Valley is. I'm going to guess up north-ish, but you never know for sure. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. So that's what's coming up. We're a couple of minutes away from getting back to this. Our Lady Indians are out on the court and have been for a couple of minutes. The Lady Blue Jays are still in the locker room discussing strategy. I'm sure our Indians just more or less said, let's keep on hustling and let's make some shots and go after them on defense and let's get this victory. So if we can get two in a row, that's going to be really good going into next week with Coldwater. So just over 2 minutes to go here, and the Dolphins Lady Blue Jays have come back out on the court. And I'm going to guess Coach Nate Stant was trying to tell them, keep doing what you've been doing. You're up 8. Don't play to lose. Let's go out and win it. And the Lady Indians are saying, let's hustle and let's go take this one here at Robert Arntzen Gymnasium here in Dolphins. So let's take a little break. We'll come back and start the second half after just a couple of messages here. Be back in just a moment.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Robert Arnson Gymnasium. Legendary coach here at Delphi St. John's for the boys. Indians get the ball to start quarter number three. Carly kicks it into Kennedy. Back out to Carly. Kennedy on the left wing to Callie at the top. Back over to Kennedy. Kennedy will drive a little bit over to Carly on the right wing. She'll put up a three. That is off the rim and no good. And we'll have a tie up underneath. And that'll be the Blue Jays ball. We had the ball to start quarter number four. We're starting the quarter number four down 8, 24-16 with I think they scored 10. We scored 10, and they scored 4. And the difference is now 8 points. So over to the Blue Jays. It'll be Will back out on the left corner. Out to, Kerner clear out at the top. They'll go inside to Emma Will. She'll make a little 6 or 8 footer out on the left side. And it is 26-16, 10-point lead for the Lady Blue Jays. Kennedy with the ball. Carly gets it back to Kennedy. Emma Colleague on the left wing. She's looking to get it inside. Can't. Kennedy on the right wing. She'll kick it out to Carly and loses it. And it's out of bounds into the theater seats over there that this place is famous for the home fans. And by the way, the visitors section is now, I don't know when exactly they did that. I don't remember it last year, but it might have been last year. They now have the newer plastic bleachers instead of the classic old wooden bleachers. I love the old bleachers, but I'm pretty sure they had been here for decades and probably weren't as safe as they needed to be. The Lady Blue Jays did the same thing that the Indians did, threw it to somebody who went through their hands and into the theater seats. So it's now Carly trying to get the ball up and stolen and shot up by Hershey, no good. Rebound to the Blue Jays, another shot up, no good. And Indians come away with the rebound. Callie brings it down, kicks it over to Emma on the left wing and over to Kennedy on the top of the key. Emma is over there on the right wing and down, tries to go down in the corner to Carly. And it's out of bounds. So it'll be Indians ball down under our own basket. Or excuse me, it'll be under our basket. And it'll be Maddie triggering it in. And she'll, taking a long time, but gets it into Kennedy. Kennedy over in the left corner. And she goes in, tries to make a pass, blocked a little bit, and they're calling it traveling. She did pull her leg a little bit. So it's Indians, again, still down 10, just under 6 minutes here in the third quarter. And it'll be Emma Will bringing the ball up, tipped away by Callie. I think Emma Will is a really good ball handler, but Callie, she's gone against some of the really good ball handlers in the area and had several steals. I don't think she has one tonight. We'll see what we can do here. Callie's on her again, way out, almost to half court. Gets it over in the corner to Hershey, back out to Will, way out there again. And Callie's on her way out there. And it'll be over to Hershey, back to Will, and back in. I didn't see who made that shot, but took the shot. It was Altenberger. She missed it. Rebound Indians. Kennedy has it out at the top of the key. Over to Callie. Back to Kennedy. Over on the right to Emma. Down in the right corner to Carly. And up top to Kennedy. Tipped in. Pass tried to go inside. Tipped away. And Emma Will has it again. And Hershey has it over to Mueller, to Will, to Altenberger, She'll get it to Carolyn Mueller, and she'll dribble in. Looks like she'll draw a foul, and that will be on Kennedy Mullenkamp. I think that might be her second. They're not doing a lot with the scoreboard tonight, so they're not showing how many that is, but I believe that's her second one. So it'll be Blue Jays ball under the basket. They trigger it in to Kerner. Kerner to Mueller. And Mueller over to Hershey. Hershey to Will. She'll dribble in. She bumps straight into Carly Niekamp. And no foul called. I don't know if you would call one. If you would, it'd almost have to be an offensive. But the shot was so screwed up, it just went out of bounds. So Indians are trying to get it across center court, and they do. Maddie will drive toward the basket, tries to get it to Emma, and it's kicked by the Blue Jays under the basket. So it'll be Maddie Guggenbiller. She'll bring the ball in for our Lady Indians. Again, they're down 26-16, and nobody scored for a while, just under 4.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Maddie, kick it to Callie. She'll dribble to the right. Kennedy at the top of the key. Should have taken that three, did not. Callie passed up a shot, might have gotten blocked, but that she gets it in to Carly. Nice little four-foot jumper from the right side, and it's 26-18. It's Blue Jays with ball. Melanie Mueller to Aubrey Fairchild. A banked in three. So things are kind of going their way, I guess. That's their first basket of the second half. They have a three and we have a two. It's now 29-18. I guess they had another basket also. They had two baskets. So it's 29-18. Indians down. And they try to get it into Carly. She's trying to go down inside and working her way, but couldn't get there. Bounced off of the defender's foot and out of bounds. And Maddie Guggenbiller will trigger it in. Number 20, Emma Will, comes back in for the Lady Blue Jays. It'll be Maddie. Going to throw it in to Kennedy. She just kind of puts it up there, and it's just right under the basket. There was a called play there. Throw it into her. She goes right up with it. The ball was blocked, but also she got fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll get two. Did not see who that was on, but that's only each team only has one foul here in the second half. Kennedy will shoot here. That's up straight through. 29-19. Indians down 10 again. Maybe we can get a little rally going here. Get some things going right. So there's Kennedy again. That's bounced around and no good. So score remains 29-19, just under 3.5 minutes to go. And Blue Jays have it. It is Hershey with the ball. She kicks it over to, I didn't see who shot a long, long, I guess that was Kerner, a long, long bank three-pointer and missed it. Indians rebound. And Kennedy has it out past the volleyball line. Over to Callie, three-pointer, right straight through the net. Let's get her hot. 29-22 now. Indians down only seven. We think we've scored four or five straight points here, so we need to get rolling here. It is Carolyn Mueller with the ball. She tries to go into Emma Will. And I'm going to call another foul on Carly. That's her third foul. So she has three. I believe that's what he said, that they're not putting anything up on the scoreboard, and I'm trying to listen to the PA announcer through the headphones, so it's not always easy. But so it'll be Blue Jays ball. They inbound it to Emma Will, and it's knocked away by Callie. So Carly is out, and Sage Luthold is in. And Blue Jays trigger it in. They'll get it to Kerner. She dribbles over to the right side. Looking, try to get it into Will. Can't. And It looked like we were about to trap her, and she was about to travel, and Duffus calls a timeout. And we'll just take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Robert Arnson Gymnasium. Our Indians are down 29-22 with 2 minutes 35 seconds left in quarter number 3. And Carly Niekamp now has 3 fouls. That's the only person I know of that's anywhere near being in trouble. So we're hoping our Lady Indians can keep this little roll going. I think they've scored 4 or 5 straight points and need to kind of get a little aggressive and get back in this. Callie Wendell has been guarding one of the best ball handlers around, Emma Will. She's been giving her trouble, but we haven't gotten a steal yet. She usually gets several steals a game from a very good ball handler. Shot goes up for the Blue Jays, no good. It'll be Kerner dribbling down in the corner. Back out to Altenberger on the right wing. She'll get it to Kerner. She'll bring it around into the lane. Kick it out in the corner to Mueller. No good. And shot up, no good. And rebound bounced around. Blue Jays end up with it, and Indians tie them up. Looks like it's going to be our ball. So we made a stop on that possession for the Blue Jays. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the Indians, again, are having a little trouble and kind of lackadaisical getting it across center court. And just threw it over in a place where they'd probably gotten trapped but tipped away, and the Blue Jays have it. And it's Emma Will again, and she'll throw it over into the corner for, I believe, Carolyn Mueller, but that goes out of bounds. So Indians will try it again. 1 minute, 47 seconds, and I'm going to kind of see how long it takes us to get across center court again this time. Guggenbiller gets it into Callie. Callie gets it back to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller back to Callie. And it was, that was just right at 10 seconds just to get it across center court. Now, I wasn't watching the official with his arm movement, but on the clock it was 10 seconds. And we just got it across. So we have it down to Maddie on the left wing. She tries to get it into Sage inside. And that'll be a foul on the Blue Jays. Okay, I didn't hear. I couldn't see what the official had. I think he had 24, which would be Kerner. And I don't know how many fouls that is for her. We throw it inbounds and nobody there, and the Blue Jays have it. Emma Will brings it up. She'll kick it to Altenberger. She puts up a shot, no good. Maddie Guggenbiller with the rebound. She'll bring it across, and she took an extra step. And it'll go back to the Blue Jays at center court right in front of the scorer's table. 29-22. The score, nobody's scored for about almost 2 minutes now. A minute and 2 seconds left here in the third quarter. They get it into Will, guarded by Callie, switched off, and Sage comes up with a steal when they did the switch. Callie brings it down, a little pops and little 10-foot shot did not go in, and Will with a rebound. 46 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians down 7, 29-22, and Will being guarded by Callie. She'll drive in. Little 10-foot shot did not go in from the side. And long rebound comes out here. They're going to call another jump ball, and that will be our ball. 32.8 seconds. Well, I thought the possession arrow was pointing toward us. Maybe they already switched it. I don't know. So 29-22, and it is Blue Jays' ball. they might have switched it as quick as soon as they made that call. So it's Blue Jays, 20 seconds. Emma Will dribbling out past the volleyball line. Callie is on her. She's going to get a steal here from that girl. Maybe that might be a game-winning steal. Let's hope. So it's now Kerner with the ball, tries to get it inside to Will, and she's sitting on the ground and throws it, tries to throw it to one of her teammates off of the Indians. 3.6 seconds. Blue Jays ball, 29-22. Emma will be throwing the ball in. That's who I think I would want to get the ball to. So let's see what this looks like here. The officials are discussing something. Okay, we'll get her figured out here. So they're triggering it in. It's Emma Will. Gets it into Altenberger and tries to get it back to Will, and time runs out. Callie had her guarded pretty well, and she couldn't do anything. So end of quarter number three, 29-22 in favor of the Dolphus Lady Blue Jays. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, headaches, stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, so stop in or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where the Indians are down 29-22 going into the fourth quarter. They did, looks like we outscored Dolphus 6-5 that quarter. So down 7, we were down 8 at halftime. The Indians ball, get it into Callie. She'll dribble across center court, get it to Emma. Kennedy out past the volleyball line, she'll dribble in. Down into the lane, kicks back out to Callie. Three-pointer open, no good. And Callie gets her own rebound. She was open out there in the three-point range and did not take the shot. She just kept dribbling. Into Carly, going to be hit the backboard on a really nice wide-open shot. Nice ball movement by the Indians. Then a give-and-go by Will, blocked by Sage Luthold. Kennedy will bring ball up. She'll bring it up, pop a little 10-footer, no good. Rebound to Fairchild. Kennedy ties her up. That'll be a jump ball, and that'll be the Blue Jays ball. So they'll trigger it into Emma Will. Guarded, of course, by Callie. Will drives in, makes a nice move inside, past two defenders, up and in. It's 31-22, Lady Blue Jays. Carly gives it across center court, and give and go inside, and Sage Luthold with an easy two-pointer with all the defense down, trying to get a steal on the press. So it'll be Emma Will driving inside again. She'll make a turnaround. Another nice shot by that young lady. And it's 33-24. Indians still having a little trouble getting across center court. Callie will get it over to Sage across and into Emma Will. Short shot up real quick. No good. Trying to take advantage of the defense all at the other end, trying to make a steal. So rebound to Dolphus. It'll be Fairchild. She's out on the right side trying to get something done. Gets out the ball to Emma Will. She goes in, puts up a shot to kind of force the shot, but she got fouled. Looks like the foul will be on Emma Collig. That'll be the team's third or fourth foul, it looks like. I was thinking we had more than that. They have two. So Emma Will with that shot up and in. And it's 34-24, just under 6 minutes here in the fourth quarter. And Emma Will will have another shot here at the line. One of the best. She seems like she's been here for 10 years. Very good ball handler, very good shooter. She's going to take a little break. So she's out for now. Indians will have the ball. And again, that little doesn't seem like a hard press, but they're giving us trouble getting the ball across. They haven't had a 10-second call, but it's been close, and we've thrown a few away. We're having trouble now, and we do finally get it across. But just as we threw the pass to get the ball across, because it was getting real close to 10 seconds, Coach Gann calls a timeout. So we'll just take a timeout with him. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like.
Well, we're going to have to break in there. That was only a 30-second timeout. I thought it was going to be a little longer than that. So we'll get back to the tin cupboard message in just a little bit. It is the Indians with the ball. Be Carly throwing it into Kennedy. Kennedy will bring it across the center court to Carly. Goes inside to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller goes up. No good. And it'll be rebounded. Callie tips it away. Carly has it over to Kennedy on the right side. That happened so fast, everybody was still on the same end of the court. That's tipped away by the Blue Jays. A couple of girls on the floor, but I think the Blue Jays ran into each other. Kennedy open on the left side. That's up and in with a three. So it is 35-27. Indians down eight again. We need to get a big roll going here. And it'll be Carolyn Mueller driving inside. And can't see who they're going to call it on. Oh, they're, now wait a minute. One official, yeah, he called it an offensive foul on Carolyn Mueller. And he just kept looking. He didn't give the offensive foul movement or anything. He just looked over at the bench and said double zero. I thought we didn't have a double zero. So it was their double zero. And now trying to get the ball up court, and they steal it from us. It is double zero again. Rebound miss. And Carolyn Mueller with a couple of misses there, freshman, but going to be a pretty good player for him. Indians get it down to Carly. Goes down, up, and in off the glass. About a 3 or 4 foot shot there on the right-hand side. Indians are only down 6, 35-29. We've scored, I believe, 5 or 6 straight points and gets it over to Hershey, who travels. And the Indians have a chance to get it even a little closer. So it's 35-29, just under 4.5 minutes. 4:29 left in quarter number four. And it's going to be it'll be a 30-second timeout, so we're still not going to be able to get the tin cupboard in there, but we'll get to Fort Camps.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Go Indians is right, Susie. We appreciate Fort Camp Excavating. They've been sponsoring our sports for a bunch of years now. Give them a call. So here we go. Indians with the ball out of bounds on the far side, not quite at center court. Get it to Callie, 429. And get back to Callie, to Emma Colleague, back to Callie. She'll try to get it across center court. That was 9 seconds on the clock that it took us. Carly on the out at the top, then to Maddie, then Callie at the top. She'll dribble around, get it to Maddie again. She'll shoot a three-pointer. And that is up and in. 2 3-pointers in the last 20 seconds or so for the Indians. It's now 35-32, only down three. They were down 11 just moments ago. And it is Will over on the right-hand corner or left-hand corner. And back to Mueller, back to Will. And she's looking for somebody to get open. Finally gets it to Altenberger. And it gets tipped. And Will goes and gets it on the backcourt. She makes a nice move inside again. Man, she's had three really nice moves here in the fourth quarter. That Emma Will is a very, very good ball player. And they just steal it away from us on that little mini press. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Carly. Is that girl went in for, I believe that was Altenberger going in for a layup. Yep, Brooke Altenberger. And I think that's going to be the fourth foul on Carly. But there's 3.5 minutes, a little 3:21 left. And if we take her out, we don't want to take her out much more than a minute or so. So Altenberger will have a couple of foul shots. She makes the first one. It's 38-32, lead back up to six for the Lady Blue Jays. Altenberger will have one more. That one also goes in. Lead is back up to seven, so they scored 4 points on us pretty quickly. We didn't get the ball across center court. And we get it across center court to Eva Kollig, and she gets kind of trapped, but they fouled her. And so it'll be the Indians' ball inbounds right in front of our bench. Carly will trip it, kick it into Kennedy. Kennedy brings it over, gets it to Maddie on the right wing, back out to Kennedy, clear at the top, and she'll kick it over to Maddie. Maddie, they move around, leave her open, puts up a three, no good, and we just about had the rebound, but Eva tipped it out of bounds. So it is just under 3 minutes to go, 39-32, and it will be Blue Jays ball with Ava Hershey kicking it in. And just Indians about got a steal, but they get it back to Mueller, and she'll dribble in, go into the lane, put up a shot. Wow, that was a crazy shot. I don't think she had any intention of anything except getting fouled. She didn't get fouled, and she got it up and in, and is now 41-32, lead back to nine. And it'll be Maddie trying to get the pass going, and she gets fouled. I did not see who that was on, but that is the Blue Jays' fifth foul. It is 2 minutes 35 seconds. Indians down 9 now. We need to get another rally going. We got it down to 3 not very long ago, and they scored 6 pretty quick ones on us. So Kennedy has the ball. She dribbles into about 15 feet. Shot up, no good, in and around the rim, but didn't go down. And it'll be Will with the ball. She'll bring it down, goes into the lane, kicks it back out to Mueller, Carolyn Mueller, 00, the freshman. And she's dribbling out around way out there. And she gets it over to Altenberger. Altenberger gets it out to Emma Will. They're running the clock, and that's a really smart way to go. They're not, at least not appearing to intend to go at the basket, but she, Will gets the ball and starts driving toward the basket, and she gets fouled. That's on Emma Kollig. That's the Indians' fifth foul. I think that was on Emma. I think that's her third, if forth. So it looks like Holly's going to call a timeout with a minute 52. And this time, I think we can get 10 covered in. Be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Thanks, Joanne, for being patient. We finally got your message in. So it'll be Blue Jays ball, minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter. The Blue Jays lead 41-32. They triggered in, and they got it into Mueller, but she was under the basket. She looked like she wanted to shoot, wasn't able to, and not sure what the... Okay. Looks like Callie Wendell with a foul. It was away from the ball, so I did not get to see what happened there. But that's a sixth team foul. Now, we might have done that on purpose to get to seven and put them on the line. And, yeah, that's what happened here. Kennedy came over here and fouled Kerner, just kind of brushed her enough, but right in front of the official to make, and then she looked straight at him, and so he called the foul. She didn't want to really try to hurt somebody to make them blow the whistle. So that'll put Kerner on the line. 41-32, minute 44 left here in the fourth quarter. That's up, off the rim, no good, so that strategy worked. Carly got the rebound. Kennedy's bringing it up, and she'll get it across center court, get it to Maddie. Maddie gets it over to Callie. Callie's at the top of the key. Kennedy back over to Maddie, over to Carly inside. She puts up about an 8-10 footer from the right-hand side. Does not go in. Goes out of bounds, but I believe it was off of one of the Blue Jays. 41-32, minute 24 left here in the fourth quarter. Maddie looking to get it in and gets it in to Emma and gets it to Kennedy. To Callie in the left corner. She puts up a three. Bounces twice on the rim. No good. And that'll... Get Emma Will with the ball. Callie will go over and foul her. Not exactly who we wanted to foul, but time's starting to get short here. We have to put them on the line. Minute and 12 seconds. Blue Jays 41, Indians 32, and Emma Will, who is going to go to the line. I was thinking she'd been here for a long time. She's only a sophomore. They called a jump ball. Kennedy and Kerner had the ball, but I don't think he noticed that Kerner had her foot on the line. Should have been the Indians' ball, but that's okay. They're calling a very good game tonight. Kennedy brings the ball across center court. She'll drive in the lane, a little 10-footer, up and in, and it's 41-34. And looks like Holly will call another timeout. Looks like she'll have one left. We'll be back in just a minute.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where Our Indians are down 7, 41-34. I think it was right at 3 or 4 minutes left to go. We had it down to 3, but they scored 6 straight points on us pretty quickly and got it up to 9, and I think it was 11. Now it's down to 7, and it will be the Blue Jays ball inbounds. And it looks like Kerner will throw it all the way down court, and they tried to go long and sneak behind the defense. We intercept it, and we'll get it to Kennedy. She goes up, dribbles down to the baseline, puts up about an 8-foot jumper and fouled in the act. And that'll be a foul on Brooke Altenberger. That will be the 6th foul on the Blue Jays. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go to the line. Indians down 41-34. 55 seconds left on the clock. That one's up, bounces around the rim, hits it 3 times, and falls out. That looked like it was going to go in with no problem, and one of the bounces went long and out of bounds. So second shot is up, and it is good, right straight through the middle. And it is 41-35, Indians down 6. We're pressing pretty good right now, and we're going to it'll be Emma Colleague. We're going to try to steal the ball first and then foul if we need to. We're going to put them on the line and make them earn this. The Indians come in at 1-8. We won our last game, the first game that we've won this season. Blue Jays come in at 3-9. So we're putting a double zero freshman Carolyn Mueller on the line. Indians are down 41-35. 53 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. First one is up. Bounces around. No good. Carly Niekamp with a rebound. And there looked like they might have been ready to call a foul, but Kerner tied her up, and they call a jump ball. And that will be alternate possession. It'll be the home team ball. And so they'll trigger it in. It'll be Mueller into Will. She puts up a nice shot, or a little shot from the side there, but we fouled her in the act of shooting. So that'll put Emma Will back to the line. No, I looked wrong before. Emma Will is a junior. But it seemed like she'd been playing for 5 years or more, but she's a junior. Emma Will at the line. I'm sure she's leading the team and probably everybody in the game in points. Very, very good basketball player. She makes the first one. It's 42-35. Indians down 7 with just under 51 seconds left, 50.8. Second one's up. It's also good. 43-35. Lead back to 8 for the Blue Jays. They're not pressing us. Kennedy brings the ball down, and she'll dribble down into the corner, then back out the lane. Maddie puts up a 3-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. And Carolyn Mueller will get the rebound. And she'll be fouled by, I believe that's Emma Colleague. We'll see who they call it on, but I believe it was. Yep. So that will put Carolyn Mueller on the line, freshman. Indians down 8. That one bounces around, and that goes in. 44-35, 36.9 seconds here in the fourth quarter. And Carolyn Mueller has the ball again. She puts it up off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Maddie. She gets it to Kennedy. Kennedy will bring it down. She'll go in the lane right in front of the foul line. No good. Good shot, but didn't go in. We get the fight around for the rebound, and Emma Colleague has it. And they're going to call a foul probably on Emma Will. That puts Emma Colleague on the line. Indians down 44-35, 25.9 seconds left. Emma's first shot up and right straight through. So it's 44-36. With the roads not having been very good, we have a handful of fans here, maybe 20. Delphus appears to have about 100 or so. Emma's second shot up, and that is also in, 44-37. Where Indians are down 7 with 26 seconds left. Blue Jays get it in. Looks like we're trying to foul, and we're not able to catch them. Will gets it down in the corner to Mueller. Back out to Will. Out to Altenberger. Out to Kerner. They're going to dribble it out. 5 seconds, 4, 3, two. So the Delphus Lady Blue Jays get their fourth win of the season, puts them at 4-9. Final score, 44-37. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where the Indians go down to defeat 44-37 to the Lady Blue Jays. It was kind of a game of spurts, especially the second half. Indians were down 24-16 at halftime, and Delphus scored 4, 5, 6 points pretty quickly and didn't score. I think they scored one or none after that. Indians came back and scored, I think, 6 points. We outscored them 6-5 there in that quarter, but there was long stretches of where each team did not score at all during that third quarter. Indians come back, and we scored 15 points in the fourth quarter, but Delphus also scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. 44-37 was, that's not, yeah, 44-37 is correct. So Indians go down to defeat. That puts them at 1-9 for the year, and they'll be back in action next Thursday hosting Coldwater, and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage on that one. So again, Indians go down to defeat. They don't have the board working for to show the points and fouls, but I would say Emma Will led everybody in points. We had several girls that Callie made a couple of threes pretty quick. I don't believe she got double digits, but she made 2 threes in about a minute. And we've had several girls that did really well. Carly did very well. It was a very clean game. There weren't a lot of fouls called on either team, and that was probably correct. You know, I'm sure they missed a foul or two here and there or something like that. But as far as officiating, it was very well done, and it wasn't a rough, tough, bruising game. And I think they got, overall, I'd say they got at least 99% of the fouls right. So sometimes it doesn't go that way. You think, man, they're playing it, they're calling it too close or letting them fight too much before you blow the whistle. But tonight was, nobody was really hacking. Nobody was, you know, there was some really good defense. Callie gave Emma Will fits. But I don't think she ever got a steal. One of the few times that she didn't get a steal, she usually has to guard the best ball handler and still usually gets a steal or two or three. I don't think that happened tonight, but we played pretty good defense on a team that really moved the ball around and had some pretty good players. So, again, we Indians go down to defeat 44-37. Boys will be hosting Delphus Blue Jays tomorrow night at the Fieldhouse. That'll be our Fort Curry radio broadcast, and the sound, the audio will also be with the NFHS video. Saturday, the boys will play at Botkins. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. NFHS video will not be available. Next week, no early week games. Thursday, the girls will host Coldwater. And Friday, the boys will be at Coldwater. And Saturday, the girls at noon, varsity only, will play at Ansonia. And the boys will host Maumee Valley Country Day on Saturday night. So, as always, we'll bring you all the games, either simulcast with Rob Weaver, sometimes WCSM, or we'll have the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast ourselves. But you'll be able to hear all the games here on Fort Recovery Radio, and they will all be in the archives later the night of the games. So, we'll see you tomorrow night at the Fieldhouse for boys hosting Delphus St. John's. Cale Rammel's averaging about 25 points a game. Delphus St. John's coach Elwer, his son, freshman, is averaging well over 20. I think he's at 23 or 24 points a game. If we can stop him, we have a good chance of beating them. But they always seem to play very, very well against our Indians. So we're going to have our A game going on. Indians are 1-0, or two wins, no losses in the MAC, and I believe Delphus is 1-1 in the MAC. So it's always a dogfight when we play them. But I think we're going to come out victorious. But make sure you get there and make that Fieldhouse rock, because it is tough on the visiting team when they get to the Fieldhouse, and it is rocking. So let's all get out there tomorrow night. But if you can't get there, we will have it for you here on Fort Recovery Radio. We want to thank Schulte, the AD here at Delphus St. John's for welcoming us here, and for Coach Holly Gann and the girls. Make sure you get out there at the Fieldhouse next Thursday as they host the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for helping us out. And again, thanks for Todd Schulte for welcoming us here at Delphus High School in the Robert Arnson Gymnasium. We'll go back to regular programming, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.